And as always, we're joined by New York Giants head coach Tom Coughlin. We'll look back at some plays from last week's game against Kansas City. And coach, DeMontre Moore, in the preseason, he had a blocked punt in his first game and very active on special teams. Tips a punt, nearly blocked one against Kansas City, but got great pressure.
Well, he did get great pressure, and he was right there. He's been very active. He's an aggressive player. You know, you think about if he would have followed the proper technique, you know, hands below the eyes, take the ball off the foot of the punter, what would have happened? I mean, even if he didn't, I mean, he's athletic enough to take it right off the foot of the punter and run.
Right.
Let alone block it and have it picked up by one of the wings coming from the outside in. I mean, at the very least, it's going to be great field position.
Right.
At the very best, it might have been a touchdown. So, but you talk about this over and over and over, and we'll see it here now. He is a powerful force now, and you watch him come off the ball. He gives outstanding effort. He's very vocal. But see, there's no sense. You don't want to leave your feet here. You're coming on one side or the other of the punter, and you're going to have your hands below your eyes, and you're going to look directly at the foot of the punter and the ball, and you're going to take it right off his foot. And he is there to do this. He doesn't need to dive up in the air or jump up in the air. Now, he does get a piece of it, which means that that flag gets picked up because he does touch the ball. The ball goes down the sideline, and, of course, we do end up with good field position. Ball is bouncing. Ruben's got to be careful recovering that ball, but that ball is at the 37-yard line.
So it's almost like, because I know you played baseball as a kid too, but it's almost when that block situation, not leave your feet, just like when guys try to slide into first as opposed to run through it, just run to the foot?
Go to the foot, but run, you know, continue on and make sure that you're, and technically speaking, that you're eyes in your hands are below your eyes, and you're seeing exactly what you want to see, the ball on the punter's foot. When you come in and you go up in the air, sometimes, as you saw there, your hands get apart. The ball may slip through anyway, but there's no need to, you don't dive up in the air when you're going to block the punt.
All right, now we go to a play on offense. Victor Cruz has a long touchdown catch, but the play before it was important too because you got 5 yards on first down with a Brandon Jacobs run.
Right.
So now second and five. The entire playbook is open for you.
There you
it?
Go. And that's something that's been missing, really, from a lot of what we've been able to do. But here we have it. It's second and five. You get the action as if it is going to be another run. This is like drawing up in the playbook now. And you watch again. Again, single coverage, press coverage, which the majority of which we figured we were going to get. The safety hanging tight over the tight end. It's a quarters coverage. It's not man, but they do play man techniques on the outside. So what you end up with is a safety who's at first thinks perhaps it is run. Secondly, he's in position now to help out on the tight end because they do leave the corners out there man-to-man by themselves a lot. So now Victor comes off the football. He gets in position. This is Robinson, the young player, the outstanding player that was in Atlanta. And he takes it the rest of the way. And that was an exciting time for our sideline because that kind of a play inspires everybody.
And the other thing, too, with the play going to the right, Justin Pugh, your rookie right tackle, did a very nice job against Tyson Jackson there.
He did, and to be honest with you, he was in pretty good shape most of the day.
All right, let's go to defensively. The Kansas City Chiefs did not have a single giveaway. You forced three of them. Mm-hmm. Talk about Prince Amukamara's interception where it just seemed like he was locked into what he was doing.
Well, I liked it because he ran the route for the receiver. And that's basically what you have to do. They had been hitting us with a lot of three-step drop, the short game, whether it be the firm Y hook or whether it be a slant to one side or the other. You notice when they went to a loaded-up formation where they had the two tight ends in the game and they would put them on one side, what he would do is come back to the other side on the slant game. Well, this is an indication here of Prince being able to anticipate a little bit what's going to happen, and he did really run the route for the receiver. And here you see him right here. The receiver's trying to give him the indication he's going outside. He's not buying it. He gets his hands out, gets them on him, stays inside, and literally takes the ball away from the receiver. Outstanding interception there by Prince.